What is prosody? You may have heard the term prosody before, but do you know what it means? Prosody is the study of the suprasegmental features of speech, such as stress, rhythm, intonation, and tone. These features are not related to the individual sounds or segments of speech, but rather to how they're combined and produced in larger units, such as syllables, words, phrases, and sentences. One of the main functions of prosody is to convey meaning and information beyond the literal content of speech. For example, prosody can indicate the speaker's attitude, emotion, intention, or focus. It can also signal the structure, organization, or coherence of speech. Moreover, prosody can help with communication and interaction by regulating turn-taking, signalling agreement or disagreement, or by expressing politeness or sarcasm. One of the most common aspects of prosody is stress. Stress is the relative prominence or emphasis given to certain syllables or words in speech. For example, in English, stress can change the meaning of a word or sentence. For instance, the word present can be a noun or a verb, depending on where the stress is placed. Similarly, the sentence, "I never said she stole my money," can have different meanings depending on which word is stressed. Another aspect of prosody is rhythm. Rhythm is the pattern of timing and duration of syllables or words in speech. For example, in English, rhythm is based on alternating stressed and unstressed syllables in a regular pattern. This creates a sense of musicality and flow in speech. However, not all languages have the same rhythm. For instance, some languages have syllable-timed rhythm, where all syllables have roughly equal duration regardless of stress. Other languages have mora-timed rhythm, where each mora or unit of sound has equal duration. A third aspect of prosody is intonation. Intonation is the variation of pitch or melody of speech across phrases or sentences. For example, in English, intonation can indicate the type or function of a sentence. For instance, rising intonation can mark a question or a request, while falling intonation can mark a statement or a command. Intonation can also convey the speaker's mood or attitude. High intonation can express surprise or excitement, while low intonation can express boredom or sadness. A fourth aspect of prosody is tone. Tone is the use of pitch to distinguish meaning at the word level. For example, in some languages such as Mandarin Chinese or Thai, tone can change the meaning of a word completely. For example, in Mandarin Chinese, the word ma can mean mother, hemp, horse, or scold, depending on which tone is used. As you can see, prosody is a very interesting and complex topic that can help us understand how language works and how we communicate with each other. However, it's not an easy topic to study and analyse. For instance, prosody may vary depending on the speaker's individual style, regional accent, social context, or cultural background. Moreover, prosody may interact with other linguistic features such as grammar, semantics, pragmatics, or discourse. Therefore, prosody requires careful and systematic observation and description.